Greetings, Grapple fans, and welcome back to When the Dust Has Settled, the post-show results rundown brought to you by my good self, Josh Kennevin, on behalf of Pro2 Wrestling. Physical education took a violent turn at Drongan School Hall as Pro2 presented its first show of the year, Homecoming, on the boss's home turf with six stellar matches. So, let's get into them. We start off the show with show day manager Big Bad John and promoter Logan Storm addressing the crowd. Storm announced that his rivalry with Charles Boddington was now more than either personal or professional, and that he'd be retiring his ring name to become the kingpin Cameron Finlay and taking a more behind-the-scenes approach to the company. Your opening contest featured Lucha Scotland, your reigning and defending Target Wrestling Tag Team Champions. They were originally scheduled to face the Alliance for the Pro 2 Tag Team Championships, however the Alliance succumbed to injury and were therefore unable to fulfil the championship obligations. But Pro 2 did promise a tag team championship bout in Drongan, and a last minute deal was struck with Big Massive Wrestling for the Collective to defend their tag team championships. In a pre-match interview with myself, Mark Monroe and Scott Valentine, who were defending the belts under the Freebird rule, voiced their severe displeasure of having to defend the belts against Lucha Scotland and demanded that the match be a double championship match. Lucha Scotland agreed, and the match became a winner-takes-all tag team championship match for both the Target Wrestling and Big Massive Wrestling tag team championships. The match began with a blindsiding from the Collective, but some outside dives from Lucha Scotland managed to balance things out. Back inside the ring, the Luchador asserted dominance over the young maniac early on in the fight before Scott Valentine managed to switch things around, isolating Soldato in the corner. One Hurricane Rana and the ducking of a clothesline led to the hot tag to Lucha DS, who made a brilliant comeback, although he almost lost the match after a brutal F5 from the Governor, but Soldato made the save. After failing a double suplex attempt, the writing was on the wall for the Collective as they suffered a double 619 from Lucha DS, a double Cortador Letal from Soldato, and then a Swanton Bomb from Lucha DS to Mark Monroe for the Luchadors to claim both sets of belts. Up next was Pro2's weapon of sass destruction, Shea Monet, hoping to start the year out strong as he took on Pro2's new signee, Luke Cairo. The match began abruptly as Monet shotgun dropkicked the living daylights out of Luke Cairo. The action again spilled to the outside, but Cairo countered with a kick of his own. Shea kept trying to put Luke away early, but the new start kept fighting back, offering some great offense of his own before he got trapped in the crossface. Cairo attempted a second slingshot spear, but Monet caught him and hit him with a thirst trap to ruin Cairo's debut. After the bout, Monet grabbed a microphone and said that Cairo had potential, but only if he was willing to sit underneath the learning tree of fabulousness, and offered Cairo a seat underneath it. And your first half main event saw Big Strutton Frank Cross invoking his championship rematch clause against Davey Blaze for the Scottish Interpromotional Championship, but Blaze was accompanied by the manager of champions, Charles Boddington. The Glasgow Gladiator attempted some shenanigans early on, but senior referee Edith Summer was having none of it, although Blaze did well to keep her distracted while Boddington got up to no good behind her back. Cross did well to stay in the game, but the handicap severely overwhelmed him and was put away with a vicious spinebuster from Blaze. This second half kicked off with the feisty fight for Daisy Jenkins, challenging Angel Hayes for the Bells Division Championship. Jenkins immediately deployed her dirty tactics to gain the upper hand after Angel attempted to display some early sportsmanship. The action tumbled to the outside, and Jenkins even tried to pick a fight with the Pro 2 faithful. Back inside the ring, Jenkins stayed on top despite Angel's numerous attempts at a comeback, including her signature superkick. Jenkins attempted a springboard elbow drop from the second turnbuckle, but Hayes managed to roll out of the way and dashed Daisy's championship hopes with a superkick. Hayes didn't have much time to celebrate, however, as she was interrupted by the Bells Division Commissioner and former Bells Champion, Rosie Knight, who declared that she was the only legitimate Bells Champion and produced a belt of her own. This led to a major brawl in the ring between Rosie and Angel, with Daisy Jenkins even making a save for Angel Hayes. Rosie even attacked Logan Storm Jr. when he attempted to separate things, leading to Big Bad John stepping in to separate things once and for all. After the brawl's conclusion, Daisy raised Angel's hand and they shared a moment of sportsmanship, and hopefully this is a side of Daisy that we see more often. Following that, we saw Big Daddy kill Kreiger, hoping to rectify the events of last year's Mayday Mayhem as he challenged the leader of the revolution, Ray Barani. Barani was reluctant to share the ring once again with Kreiger, but when he did, he immediately targeted the big man's leg after dodging an unlucky size 13. The action traded back and forth, with Barani even getting a two count from a slingshot codebreaker. He prepared to deliver the revolution kick, but was caught flush in the face with a stiff unlucky size 13, which brought their Pro 2 clash record officially to 1-1. And your main event saw Hunter Sampson gunning for the Ayrshire Heavyweight Championship as he took on TJ Rage, but he was also accompanied to the ring by Charles Boddington. Boddington was unimpressed with how scrutinous Edith Summer was in officiating the Scottish Interpromotional Championship match and demanded another referee. Even with the new referee, Boddington still got up to no good behind his back, using the briefcase offensively at any moment he could get. Rage did his best to avoid Sampson, but the Giant proved to be a force to be reckoned with, and even attempted to bury Rage in a shallow grave, but Boddington was able to pull the referee out of the ring at the last second. One final briefcase shot to the head, followed by a second Sparrowhawk spear from Rage, a move that he borrowed from his ally Davey Blaze, led to the record-setting championship reign continuing. After the match, Sampson grabbed a microphone and warned Boddington and his crew that this fight was not over. And that's what went down at Homecoming. Our next show will be Mayday Mayhem 2, which will once again emanate live from the Anbang Village Hall, this time on the 11th of May. And we already have some major announcements regarding that show. We have Hunter Sampson going against the Bristol brawler Hammerhead Smith, and we have Andy Roberts making his Pro 2 debut as he challenges TJ Rage for the Ayrshire Heavyweight Championship. Information regarding ticket sales and the match card will be released in due time, so make sure you subscribe to all our social media channels to keep up to date with all things regarding Ayrshire's only homegrown wrestling promotion. Follow us at Pro2Wrestling on Twitter, at Pro2.Wrestling on Instagram, and Pro2Wrestling on both Facebook and YouTube, where you can tune in to Pro Tuesday every second Tuesday with Kid Thompson. I'm Josh Kenevan, and the dust has most certainly settled. See you next time.